the OTB Podcast Network.
AXA Community Bike Rides provide free group guided rides all around the country. At the moment, due to government restrictions and to keep riders and leaders safe, you can still do solo rides. Just go into the website, log in, and you can get rewards like bottles and buffs and tops as well. So, check out the website, log in, follow a program, give yourself new goals, meet new people, and enjoy your cycling through AXA Community Bike Rides. Paddy Andrews, retired Dublin footballer, here we are on your turf, aren't
we? Yeah, it's very lucky now within the 5K, having the Phoenix Park here. So it's been brilliant for me and my fiance and my friends and things like that, that we have this right in our doorstep, you know, and there's so much you can do, whether it's the cycling or running and whatever throughout the last year. It's been really a blessing to have it here on your doorstep.
Well, I should first say congratulate you, and what an amazing career with Dublin. 7 All-Irelands, I think, was it the 5 National Leagues and probably only the few 11 Leinster titles. Were you chuffed? What sort of reaction did you get, and what surprised you in the reaction when you did announce your retirement last month?
It was very nice, kind of looking back, quite emotional looking back on the reaction for the couple of days. The phone was hopping for kind of 3 or 4 days after it, for lovely messages from obviously the current teammates, but people you would have played with and just people you met along the journey over the kind of 10 or 15 years. So I was surprised. The surprising thing was the emotional part of it, that when you're in and when you're playing, you don't really look back. It tends to be, and particularly with Dublin, and part of this probably the reason why we had success was it was, we win that, it's constantly on to the next challenge.
Next game.
Exactly, yeah. You don't really look back and take time to soak it all in. Whereas when I retired, one, it made it real. I'd done it. I was finished. But then also just some of the messages and kind of reminiscing about games and memories you had along the way. It was actually quite emotional because it's such a huge part of your life, you know.
And that's the point you're at, and it's a really interesting point. I mean, all the psychologists say it. There's been books written about it recently, even in Ireland. That period when an elite athlete steps away and decides they're going to retire from the sport, it's actually a hard time. Physically probably, and emotionally and mentally. I know you're only into that now, but have you even noticed that yet?
Funny you say it, I had the grandest plans for my first year when I retired. I'd go and go to Six Nations games or go to the Champions League or go golf trips, everything that you couldn't do for kind of 10 or 12 years, and I can doing well to kind of get out of my house at the minute. So
thanks,
so
COVID.
Yeah, so those original plans were kind of scuppered, but for me, I had a career, I kind of built up a career in financial services throughout my Dublin career quite early, you know, for the past decade. So I was always able to separate kind of professional life and football. And also, I was kind of aware that I was probably coming towards the end anyway. Like I said, I was getting a lot of knocks and niggles, and I think it's just the nature. Once you kind of hit 30, particularly in inter-county football and hurling, you can kind of see the end line is coming closer and closer. So I was mentally preparing myself for it, still kind of giving everything I could to the team and try and play and perform for Dublin. But having that little bit of preparation for it definitely makes it a bit easier. But look, I'm only a month into it. I'll see whenever the championship does go ahead and you're looking in and you're watching, you know, your ex-teammates go out and play in Croke Park, hopefully with supporters. It'll be a challenge, but I think I'm pretty well set for it.
Think you'll miss most?
The lads.
Yeah, it's funny, I heard somebody else say this, you know, you think of all those, I mean, 7 All-Irelands, you think of all those big All-Ireland days, and people say, actually, that's not what you remember at all.
I could not agree more. And on that, like some of the conversations I would have had after the couple of days after announced retirement, every conversation a message was about, you know, a holiday we went on, or a training camp we were on, or a night out after a game or something. Very few of the conversations were actually specifically about, remember, we beat Mayo by a point, or we beat Kerry in that game. It was very much around your teammates and the relationships you built up, as opposed to specifically the games themselves. I'm sure I'll look back in a few years to come, but the initial enjoyment, I suppose, and the strongest memories are definitely kind of off-the-pitch stuff with your friends and teammates.
Yeah, isn't that funny? And now, what's going to fill that gap in your life? Because 12 years a dog, like tangled up in blue for that long, and you really were, Paddy. Do you know, you have time on your hands now. How are you going to fill that, or have you thought about that?
Well, I'm already... I'd say the All-Ireland final was the 19th of December, and there was a couple of weeks over Christmas. where you're kind of, you're obviously at home and stuff like that. Whereas I'm kind of back into training already now, but definitely a more leisurely type of training. You know, inter-county football for like say 12 years can be quite tough on the body and stuff like that. But if I didn't train for 2 or 3 weeks clean, I'd feel sluggish nearly.
You know, you so physically, yeah.
I do quite a lot of cycling now. I'm starting to kind of get into that. I plan on playing a bit of soccer, I suppose, with my friends around the area as well, and kind of just so more normal activities. Like definitely will be staying active, and when gyms open back up and things like that, kind of train 2 or 3 times a week, but at your own pace. And definitely not GAA related training. Yeah. You know, running up hills.
Yeah, you're
or,
back in TV
or,
Street.
Yeah,
now.
Or on pitches or anything like that. That doesn't appeal to
so
me.
So it's going to be for pure enjoyment now. And the bike, obviously, as you say, you live near the Phoenix Park, you grew up near the Phoenix Park. Yeah. What part do you think cycling and the bike will play for you?
Well, like we were chatting beforehand, it's something different. And I kind of got into it. I hadn't really done it before, because when you're training with Dublin and things like that, it's all encompassing. You know, you're training pretty much every second day. The days you're not training, you're recovering and getting ready for the next train. So you literally don't do anything else. You know, your friends are going, doing something, you can't do it. It's just solely, and that's what it takes to try and perform and be successful. Whereas now, I want to do different things, you know, and I got into cycling last summer during the lockdown, as I'm sure kind of 90% of the country seemed to get into it, and I loved it. It's kind of challenging, but it's at your own pace, and I was fortunate. I didn't find it that difficult to kind of go on a cycle when we were allowed past the 5 and the 10Ks, kind of cycling out to the coast with the lads or meeting guys out in, you know, Hoth or Clontarf or things like that for coffee and stuff like that. Just nearly exercising where you don't even realise you're exercising. Yeah. You know, it's not a chore, it's not a challenge. You're not going, geez, I don't want to go on this run later on or things like that. Whereas the bike, I found straight away, I love doing it.
That element of it, that you can see the countryside, you can see the beauty and nature around you. You're kind of immersed in that and you're not really thinking about it. And
definitely.
Dublin has got so many new cycling lanes. You're able to go out the whole way
the
out to Hoth. Have you gone out that far? Out to Port
I have, yeah. I've cycled up Hoth Hill as well.
Wow.
That was challenging, yeah. I mightn't do that too often, yeah. But beautiful all along. Like Dublin's a small county, really, geographically, you know, so you can kind of get around it. It was surprising the first couple of times I did it from Castleknock here, where I'm living, out to Clontarf. I'd be there in less than 20 minutes, you know, on the bike. It's amazing, like. So, and particularly now, the weather's kind of starting to turn. We're hopefully over the worst of December and January, and the evenings start getting a bit brighter, that you'll be able to go out and explore that, fingers crossed, once the 5K lifts. But for now, like I say, having the park on your doorstep and being able to cycle and go down here with your kind of fiance or the lads is, look.
Any one of the things I think that's great about cycling is you can do it with any mixed genders. You can go off and do sportives and do weekends. Any chance the fiance will get into the bikes?
I told you this before. Probably not. No, we were away. We had a cycle. We were away a couple of years ago in California, and we did a bit of cycling in San Francisco, and she didn't enjoy it too much now. So she's not itching to get back on a bike.
You might persuade her.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Well, I'll be keen to get
for
out.
For you, tonight. One of the things is, like, you were the quintessential team player. Like, as I said, 12 years for the Dubs. You were the perfect link player, which is such a team thing. And you know, the way you think about sport is team. Do you think that with cycling you could make a team element out of it, or do you think it'll be a solo thing for you?
No, like anything I want to do would be kind of, I said, the thing I'll miss most about GAA is the kind of the team spirit and being around the group and lads like that. So I would definitely, if I'm going on a cycle, I'd kind of go with 2 or 3 of the lads, or if we're going for a run, like a couple of my friends from school, we do a 5K in the park every weekend, pretty leisurely pace. But it's more, like I say, I've done sport at the elite level where it's full on and it's all encompassing. Any kind of activity I have now is more for enjoyment, you know, and whether it's me kind of doing this, I'm a terrible cycler, I'm not going to win the Tour de France, but I like doing it.
But it's enjoyment.
And you can see particularly what's happened in the last 12 months. You know, you come down to the park at the weekends, even in the bad weather the last month or so, people are trying to get out and exercise, and that's been a positive of the pandemic.
Yeah. I've never seen as many.
It's amazing, it is. Of all ages, whether, you know, you see people and they're flying along on their 5K, or people are walking it with buggies and things like that. That activity is so important, you know, particularly because it's been such a challenging year, mentally, physically, professionally for people.
Everybody.
It's just across the board. So I found enjoyment catching up with friends where possible, when restrictions allow it, you can kind of go out and do a bit of training and kind of catch up with people. And I think that's across the board for them. It's so important.
That's why I love it. I got into cycling with the AXA Community Bike Rides before lockdown because I had a bad knee and I needed a weight-bearing thing. And I started going, went back on a bike and discovered this thing where you can go small groups, lead local volunteers lead them in your county. Nothing more than between a 10k and a 40k, never anything bigger than that.
Yeah.
And it's just about meeting people who enjoy cycling with you. They keep to the same pace that everybody else is in the group. And it's just a brilliant way. It's like, I liken it to park run for cyclists,
I think it's a brilliant initiative. And for companies like AXA, you can see the impact kind of any sort of physical activity will have on people. So to have companies like that support initiatives like that, like the park run was brilliant. Bikes have become, I don't think they've ever been as popular in Ireland. Having those type of initiatives to get people involved, look, it's brilliant for people of all ages, all capabilities. It's just kind of get out, get active. So something like that sounds amazing.
And I think some of the Dubs, it's funny we're in Phoenix Park because there's a Dublin football connection with Phoenix Parks and bikes. Because Conal Keeney's
down the end.
Keeney runs
down
the bike business in here. And Declan Darcy, one of your former selectors, he was big into bikes as well. I think there's probably a lot of footballers who will go onto the bike after their careers.
It's kind of similar that from conversation. And Dec played with St. Bridget's here and would have done some charity cycles and stuff like that. And we'd cycle into training when he was a selector.
All the way
from Sandymount. It is that type of thing where, you know, when you're an athlete and you're playing at that level, it's a part of your DNA to be active and to be training and things like that. Whereas when you've done something for so long, you want to stay active, but you probably want to do something a bit different. And bikes are probably one of the easiest ways. Like I say, I like to play soccer and Astro with my friends and things like that, and love going to do that. Some guys like swimming or just anything to keep active, but maybe not necessarily just in a GAA sense, you know. So I'm not surprised with that.
Yeah, that's part of the fun. Well, look, the weather's turning in.
Just as I said.
So will we go and have a spin?
Yeah, come on.
I think it's about time.
We're on. The old pedals are slippy as well. Did you have the cycling? No, neither of us have the cycling, the little cleats?
No, I haven't got the cleats. I haven't got brave enough to get cleats yet. I've really got into it over lockdown and everything, but I have to figure out to get brave enough to get the cleats in. It helps you. They say it does help you. It gives you more power when you're pushing. But that's my next step.
Well, like I said, I'm hoping to be relatively casual, so I'm happy enough with traction bottoms and runners. I'm not doing any tours of the Tour of, or any stages of the Tour de France. So.
And have you been around these roads much then during lockdown?
A lot. Yeah, I would have been. Like I say, it's kind of, we're blessed that this is within the 5K, you know, and talking to some of the Dublin lads and stuff who are living out kind of south side and the coast or stuff like that, they might have Sea Point at their doorstep or Fento and the guys with Raheny and St. Anne's Park. We're blessed to have this, and kind of, I say, there's nothing else to do.
It's one of the nicest parks in the world, though. Yeah, I mean, it really is to have a park like this in the city and to live so near it.
Yeah.
It's funny, fantastic.
We're kind of working away at home, so you're still kind of waking up at, I'd be an early riser, so you're waking at 7 o'clock, say, and you're kind of working away at the laptop, or you might have to go into the office. And then at the weekend, you're awake at kind of 7 o'clock, and there's nothing to do.
There's no matches now anymore.
You can't do anything, so you come down the park, you nearly come down twice a day, it's phases, you know.
Well, I can understand that too, because I just think, for me, cycling has been brilliant just for my head as well as my physical fitness during lockdown. It's just been brilliant to get out. Yeah. I think there's just something about being out in nature. We're very lucky in Ireland, you know.
It's funny you say, like, even like the last lockdown was, or the very first lockdown we went into was, there was kind of a novelty factor to it.
Yeah, it was.
And there was also the negativity probably hadn't set in. We assumed it wouldn't be that long, and the weather was amazing.
And the weather was incredible. It was like the summer.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. Yeah. So people kind of enjoyed it. And then even you compare it to now, throughout January, where it's been bad weather, dark, it's been cold. You still come down to Phoenix Park on a Saturday or Sunday, and this place is absolutely packed. Which is, there's not many positives out of COVID and the pandemic. Yeah. But seeing the amount of people who are just,
well, it's definitely rekindled my love
can.
For cycling, because I had stopped cycling. I used to cycle years ago when I lived in the city, and I used to commute to work on the bike, and then I gave up. And I've really got back into it now. Yeah. And I can't get over how much I actually love the physical feeling of cycling.
But it's lovely along here as well. Like, this
Isn't
side
it?
Of the park is lovely. I go down by the Pope's Cross as well. Yeah, I'm well used to it now, and like I say, this is kind of a more leisurely replacement of Dublin training and running around after James McCarthy or something like that. It's a lot easier.
Nobody wants to chase James McCarthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Jack
it's
McCarthy
less stress on the body. Yeah, stress. Running after Jack, I didn't even try that anymore. There's no point.
And you get lovely view of the deer and everything going
past.
Yeah,
they're always there. Be careful when you're
amazing.
Driving through the park.
I know.
They're always over the main at Chesterfield Avenue.
Do you ever get recognised, Paddy? I often think for Dublin footballers, sometimes in some ways you might be more anonymous in your area than, you know, a Kilkenny hurler or something that everybody recognises straight away.
No, I'm never recognised.
You never recognised?
No, I'm happy enough with that now. I remember we used to, like Bernard Brogan is probably, I'd say, the most recognised.
Instantly recognised.
Yeah, so he lives up the road as well. So we're both from Castleknockley. Our families live around the corner from each other.
Right.
So anytime you were going out with Dublin or anything like that, you just put Burno at the front, or even Jao, like Jao back in the day. Jao's local as well. You'd be amazed how many people, Dublin players or coaches, live around Dublin 15 and Castleknock.
So
you used to always put those guys at the front, and they're kind of the recognisable ones.
So you can happily cycle around the park now these 100%, days, and nobody's going to be judging you.
No, it's great.
If you're struggling up a hill.
Gosh, there's no way that fella played football. Look at him, he's out of breath after 2K.
You played with Bridges all your life, obviously, which is local to the park. Would you still go back to club football, or is that still to be decided?
I don't know. I kind of have to see how my body is. Yeah. It's like I say, I've had a few bumps and bruises along the last couple of years, in particular, with kind of hamstrings, and mainly with my back. I would have had a lot of trouble with my back since 2016. I got an injury against Donegal in a league game, and I'm kind of trying to manage that. It's just general wear and tear clean as well, you know. After
that's why I think cycling is such a great exercise, because you can do it at any age,
out,
and it's carrying any injuries that helps you with them. For me, I have a really bad knee, you know, and no matter what I do with it, it's probably just wear and tear like that, unless you have surgery. And the bike, that's how I went back, and the physio said go on the bike.
It's a nice way to stay active.
Oh my goodness, it's been a huge help to me.
With the club, look, I'll say I'd love to, you know, love to go back. And like, we're just on the other side of the park there, here with Bridget's, and we've had a tough couple of years probably at senior, you know, where we haven't been competing to win champs, just where we would have been probably at the start of the decade, you know. Look, if I'm all right and I can manage it, of course I'd like to kind of give them a dig, go back and give them a dig out, because we've quite a young team as well, younger guys coming through, so I think that's part of the role. You nearly what he's doing with Dublin this year, to kind of try and help some of those younger guys with the club as well.
Well, that's often, I think, what people do, they go back to the club, even just to give a bit of leadership and help out.
So, and look, I don't miss football yet. A month,
or
not even a month.
It might
be a nice summer evening there in June or July, and there's a match in Russell Park. And
I know.
I might get the boots out of the car thing.
Yeah. See, I think the first few months out, it's just basically you're back in Civvy Street and your body is getting to recover, and you don't have that constant. I mean, when you're an intercounty player, every hour of your day or every night of your week is accounted for, isn't it? And every morning as well.
It is, everything. And like, I don't see that as a chore.
No.
I don't see that as it is a sacrifice, but I'm not kind of going, geez, why am I doing this? Or nearly feeling sorry for yourself, or kind of.
Yeah.
That's just what you have to do, and you know, but you're volunteering to play for your county. You know, no one's forcing. And for me, I just wanted to try and be the best player I could be, and try and be successful with Dublin. And thank God we got to do that over the last decade. But it was a lot of your time, but that's what it took to try and be successful. So
we're no getting an interesting. Doing. We're passing an interesting. Oh,
I haven't seen much of this now. The park. That's an easier way to get around here as well.
Less energetic.
Put the bikes on the roof rack. But no, so normally, like you say, I come down this way. I'm not sure if the cars can go up there, but around this side, the back of Magazine Fort, and then shoot across the park at the Wellington Monument to the far side.
Oh, perfect. And up a big loop around the other
side.
Yeah,
up the back of the zoo and the Garda headquarters and stuff. So,
I mean, people would kill for a cycling route like that.
Yeah.
Would you do a few loops?
I'm only on a couple so far.
Yeah.
Maybe by the summertime you might do four or five. I do a bit. We were doing a bit last summer. Kieran Kilkenny is local as well. He lives up the road. And he's the same as when he's training in GAA. You have to chase him around. he's always mad.
Is he as bad on the bike?
Yeah, horrendous.
Oh, my God. Powering up hills.
Honestly, I'm like an older dad. He's way ahead of me. He needs to stop and pull in. Things like that as well make you realise, I'm definitely finish.
That's part of the crack with the cycling, I think, and the fact that you can pull up too if you've been in a long spin and you can go in and have a coffee. It's such a social thing.
I'm more interested
in the coffee, the social end of it. It's fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you can go and push yourself and then stop and have a break. And I find the break really does help. You get back on and you feel quite fresh after it, actually.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing with the few Axel Community Bike Rides that I've been on. That's what was brilliant for me. And also, I've learned about the bike, because the people who lead them will teach you things about the bike. And they even have videos on their website that show you how to clean the bike and stuff like that I wouldn't have a clue about.
Yeah,
or gearing and stuff
boat,
like that.
Yeah, so.
So there's really useful stuff there, you know. And I think that's what's lovely about cycling. It's like a tribe, and everybody will help everybody else out, you know.
Like you say, I just think it has become more and more popular, and it's going to continue to be.
It is, I think, definitely.
So, and it's great, like.
We're going to go left here.
We can go left. So we're all right. Up the hill now, Cleaner. We'll see.
Up the hill now. Here's a little test. You give me
a backer, will you?
You get no crossbars here. I actually know this road better from covering the Dublin Marathon, you know. My God, the guys come down this at some speed. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm hoping we kind of hit a downhiller somewhere soon now, and we'll be all right.
We'll take our time. But it is gorgeous, isn't it? And we're coming into spring, I think, which is really helpful as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And it has to. I went out in -2 a few weeks ago, and that was too dangerous. I said never
again.
Yeah,
that's the only thing.
We couldn't see where we were going.
Icy roads and stuff like that as well. But like we were saying earlier, I think people are just mad to get out.
They are.
You know, any way they can, particularly weekends and stuff. And fingers crossed we're over the worst of the weather, but also...
I think so. It's just starting to turn.
Also, hopefully... We're over the worst of the pandemic and
I hope we can kind of get
out the other side sooner rather than later, you know.
Yeah, well, you're like me. I don't enjoy plain running. I find it boring.
No.
But the bike has just been a revelation to me, really, because the countryside is gorgeous. You're spinning along. You hit a hill. I nearly prefer the hilly ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have to go over them and then you get a rest coming down the other side.
You know, there's positivity on the other side.
Yeah,
no, it's the same. Like, for Brian Cullen there, strength of listening coach, a good friend, obviously would have played with him as well. He'd be dragging me out for runs, like, I'd be trying to avoid it as much as I could. I'd do any other training, but the long runs, and like you were saying, I think it's just...
Yeah, running flat just isn't for everybody, I think.
And with GAA, it's kind of training methods and stuff have obviously been far more advanced than what modernised over the last number of years, but they're still... You're out on the pitch, you're running, doing, whether it's long runs
or laps
and things like that. It's hard, you know.
When
you want to stay active, you nearly do anything else. And for me now,
well,
I don't have to do that. So
cycling will be another new interest for you. You're entitled to a break anyway, Paddy, after all that service for Dublin. It's been some ride, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, I was blessed. Absolutely blessed to... funny, we were chatting there about the coaches I played under, like playing with Pillar, you know, gave me my debut back in 2008, like such a different landscape back then, you know, Tyrone and Kerry, the brilliant Tyrone and Kerry teams were the dominant teams, and we hadn't won the All-Ireland in, what was it, 13 years at that stage, and it would obviously go on till, you know, Pat came in and we finally got over the line in 2011. It's just an amazing journey when you look back at how quickly it changed, really, you know. And that's, I know there's a lot of conversations around the last couple of years about Dublin's dominance and the same, and it was with Kilkenny's dominance as well, you know. I think ultimately it will, things like that come to an end, and it can change quite quickly.
Yeah, they can come up and come down, that's the way it is.
What are you doing?
Well, this is the future for you now.
This is it.
On the bike, having a crack in the famous park, huh?
It's lovely, isn't it?
Where else could you be? Look at that for a day.
It's beautiful all around here.
That's fantastic. Great to share it with you, Paddy.
Oh,
clean. I'll see you another day for a longer one, huh?
Yeah. Oh, look, we'll catch up.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.